Day two. Young, gifted, but excluded. This is the life of David. Let's just turn to the scripture again and read 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 14 and 15. This is speaking about David. In everything he did, he had great success because the Lord was with him. When Saul saw how successful he was afraid of him. David had outstanding gifts, but was overlooked. When David's destiny was confirmed by the prophet Samuel, even his father Jesse was not aware of the calling of kingship on David's life. When Jesse had been asked to line up all his sons, he left David out in the fields, considering him too young or inexperienced for such an occasion. Yet God made sure he was noticed and brought him into the correct place to receive his blessing. Later, when David was sent with food for his brothers to the battle lines where Israel was fighting the Philistines, his brother Eliab was not impressed. As David began to ask questions, Eliab publicly ridiculed him, calling him conceited. When David then said he wanted to go and fight Goliath, Saul was not that encouraging either, dismissing David as just a boy with very little experience. David, however, was not offended, but rather determined to be obedient to God. David did not let the hostile atmosphere and the lack of affirmation from his family cause him to stumble. He kept on rehearsing the faithfulness of God, and as each opposition came against him, he stood with courage and determination. Once he had overcome Goliath, having had to face the battle alone, he was suddenly cheered as a hero and surrounded with all his new so-called friends. In an instant, he went from being unnoticed to being the most popular boy in town. However, fame has its price too. Very soon, this popularity was noticed by King Saul, who was not amused that David was stealing his limelight, and he became jealous. Now David was excluded and threatened all over again. David was not always loved and accepted, but he still did what he was called to do. Do not let your desire for popularity rob your destiny. You, like David, will have to learn to win this battle in your mind. People may not like you today, but it does not necessarily mean that you're wrong. Indeed, later, they may turn around and love you, and you will need to be gracious and embrace them. Often as we step out to fulfill our calling, we are misunderstood by our family, friends, and leaders. We can feel isolated. But if we are to be those who pursue our purpose, then we have to learn to win the popularity battles that plague our minds. People often accuse us of being proud or jealous. But in these moments, it takes determination to hold fast to calling and persevere. Remember, God will always ensure that he gets you to the right place at the right time if you trust him. We do not need to push or promote ourselves. God is able to help us succeed and fulfill his desire in our lives. So rest, listen to what God says about your future, and do not be alarmed if you feel excluded by those who should really be helping you at this stage in your life. So come, let's pray. Release this heart cry to God. Jesus, I'm so grateful that you hold the keys of my life in your hands. I trust you that you will always provide an open door for me at the right time, even when I feel isolated and unable to accomplish what I've been called to do. Help me to hear you clearly. Direct me so that I know what I should do in this season of my life, and give me strength to do it, even when I feel alone. Just like David had Samuel in his life to strengthen him, I pray that you will also give me divine connections to help me know what I should do and where I should go. Father, help me win the popularity battle in my mind, and above all to know that you love me deeply. Thank you. Amen.